You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Have the they have 10 big screens for the NFL football game. They have a ticket so that you can go there and watch the ball games.
Good.
And
you could also they have like a kind of a three season room over there as well.
Yeah, it's enclosed, yeah. And you can still sit out there. Of course, the weather will get to the point you can't. But there's an outside patio which is enclosed. Yeah.
Yep. That's yeah. Good. Excellent.
She also has an app for Chelsea's. We might have mentioned this before. I don't know. She's one of the first ones, I think, in the area to get its own app. You can go to the app store and buy it, and then you can order your meal on your way there, and when you get there, you're ready to sit down and eat.
Now, that's great.
It's a good idea.
It gets the 20-somethings who want to order quick and get started, or maybe the an office party, you know, a lunch or something like that.
On the way there, or do it quickly. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I tend to like to sit down and relax.
Yeah, that's kind of the point of dining, isn't it?
So. Yeah. Let somebody else do all the work, and I can relax and mm-hmm. get ready to enjoy the meal.
Yeah, it's an excuse. It's an excuse to slow down for just an hour or two.
I'm not a fan of apps, I tell you.
Okay, well.
How many are there, by the way?
Of apps? Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
Easy.
Just, yep. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's the way.
Anyway, I talked also to Ron Jervis, who is the general manager at the at Riley and Jake's restaurant and bar
mm-hmm.
up on 31 there, north of Clinton. It used to be the Sunset Inn.
Yep.
And many people will remember it as Sunset Inn, but it changed hands several years ago,
mm-hmm.
and has been operating. About the same lines, but with updates and changes. They have 15 television
yeah.
screens and get the NFL games on Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. So
yep.
Jervis told me that a lot of people come after the Voorhees and North Hunterdon football games for a late dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've done some extensive work in there. I used to go over there after I'd play the Highbridge Golf Club. And then go down there, and they did a lot of work inside. Really well done.
Well, how do you find time to play golf?
midnight to 3 a.m. is pretty good.
With the lights on.
With the lights on.
With a flashlight. a lantern you carry.
A miner's helmet. I use a miner's helmet.
There you go. they also have music on Friday and Saturday night. This Saturday is Jersey Girls. They'll be rocking the place.
Okay, very cool.
So these restaurants change hands. They do different things. They they go out of business and they come back.
Yep.
I don't know. There are all sorts of others around. The Sarton Inn has been changing hands for 300 years.
Yep.
And is still going strong. The Ryland Inn, the same thing.
Yep.
The old Rosemont Cafe closed several years ago, but Pork Salt went in and now has a restaurant business there.
Yep.
So it's a changing scene.
That's
Chris.
Right. It's a changing theme, but it takes a delicate and deft hand to make it successful. And
And keeping up with the times. All these places are on Facebook and other social media these days.
And they have apps.
And they have apps. And you have to keep up with the times.
That's right.
As you say, the clientele is changing.
Yeah, of course.
As the younger people start to participate.
Right. Cool. All right, we got three good ones there. The American Spirit Roadhouse, we got Chelsea's, and Riley and Jake's. And
Riley and Jake.
All right.
Yeah.
Excellent. We'll check them out. And we'll check you out on open mic night or karaoke night, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Okay.
All right, Al. Thanks so much. Right. Have a great week.
Take care.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. Republican presidential hopeful. This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump is unveiling a big tax reform plan that'll provide major tax relief for middle-income Americans.
If you're single and earn less than $25,000 or married and jointly earn less than $50,000, you'll not pay any income tax, nothing.
Speaking in New York, Trump also claims his plan will simplify the tax code and grow the economy. The billionaire businessman joked that his plan will cost him a fortune. The former Speaker of the House accused of skirting banking regulations could go to trial next spring. Dennis Hastert's lawyers are reportedly trying to hammer out a plea deal before March to avoid a trial. Investigators found evidence Hastert had worked around bank rules to withdraw cash used as hush money to keep allegations of sexual misconduct under wraps. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
In the beginning, man had to painstakingly brave the elements and scale the highest mountains just to deliver the good news.
Hear ye! Hear ye!
Now they just go to ChristianPress.com. It's fast, affordable, and much easier on the joints. Quickly and painlessly deliver your message with ChristianPress.com. ChristianPress.com connects you directly to thousands of journalists, media outlets, news networks, and social media platforms, ensuring your message hits the mark. Every time, your audio and digital content will be professionally produced, so your business or organization's message stands head and mountains above the rest. So reach your target market and get the results you need with ChristianPress.com or call 316-644-6185. That's 316-644-6185.
Friends, Romans, and countrymen, lend me your...
Okay, Skippy, you can get off the mountain now. We found ChristianPress.com. Spread your good news. Visit ChristianPress.com today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
And your weather for today in the Hunterdon County area begins with partly cloudy skies and a chance of showers this evening, mainly after 2 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 64. Easterly winds will become between 5 and 7 miles per hour and become calmer in the evening. The chance of precipitation is 30%. On Tuesday, we have a chance of showers, cloudy skies, and a high near 80. Southeasterly winds between 3 and 7 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 50%. New precipitation amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch are possible. Tuesday evening showers are likely, cloudy skies with a low around 65, and easterly winds between 5 and 7 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 70%. Wednesday rain is likely and possibly a thunderstorm. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall, and cloudy skies will have a temperature high of 71 degrees, north winds between 9 and 13 miles per hour. Again, the chance of precipitation is 70%. Wednesday evening, a chance of rain, mostly cloudy skies and a high near 51. North winds between 8 and 10 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 40%. On Thursday, a slight chance of rain, partly sunny skies and a high near 66. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Thursday evening, mostly cloudy skies and a low around 48. End your work week on Friday with a chance of rain, mostly cloudy, with a high near 64, and the chance of precipitation is 30%. And you are listening to Mental Health Matters, NAMI of Hunterdon's radio show here on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet radio station every Monday at 3 o'clock. I am Susan Lax, standing in for your normal host of the show, and that's Larry Cartwright. And I'm glad to be here in Larry's stead to kind of help him out today. Because as the executive director of Hunterdon Helpline, I work closely with NAMI of Hunterdon, and I can't say enough about this organization, reaching out to people with mental illness as well as their families, providing educational services as well as support groups. And it's always a pleasure to be on the show with Larry. But today, as a host, I have with us Valerie Turner, who is the physical therapist, one of the physical therapists at the Hunterdon Health and Wellness Center in Clinton. Hello and welcome, Valerie.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here, and you can call me Val.
Oh, Val, okay. Don't call me Sue. I'll deck you. Well, thank you for coming on, and I apologize it's me today, but I think I've got, as someone who works for Hunterdon Healthline, a good feel for what goes on in the county, obviously, but also what the Hunterdon healthcare systems is all about in terms of providing such fabulous programs and services. Also, I'll warn you, I have been the recipient of physical therapy.
Oh my goodness.
Many, many, many times. I guess that's fortunate and unfortunate.
You're
at the same time.
You're a repeat offender.
I ride horses.
Uh-huh.
I ride horses, so it's inevitable. But you are someone who really focuses in on women's health, correct?
Correct, yes.
So what exactly does that mean?
Well, first of all, let me tell you, I'm at the Clinton Health and Wellness Center, as you said, and I've been there for about the last 7 years, and I'm a physical therapist since 1991, and I have been around the block. I have worked in pretty much across the board in all the areas of physical therapy, but for the last 4 years, I have zeroed in on women's health, and actually, it's a little more narrow than that. I specifically do what's called pelvic care.
Ooh.
So, women's health is a little broader. It includes osteoporosis and lymphatic issues, but pelvic care really narrows the scope down to three broad issues, which are incontinence, prolapse, and pelvic pain. But basically, I'm doing physical therapy. So you will be familiar with generally what I'm doing, which is when the patient comes in to see me on the first visit, we're going to do an examination. There's going to be an evaluation. We're going to come up with a plan of care and set some goals together. The goals are what it's all about, and it's very patient-centered, so it's not my goals, it's the patient's goals, and we talk about them together. And then in the end, we're going to try to figure out what is the root of the problem, what's causing these symptoms. Maybe there's one thing. Usually there's a lot of things that come together. And how can we, what all physical therapists want to do, restore function? How can we get things going right again?
So interesting, because these are three things that I would think that I would have to go to my physician about.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, being the recipient of physical therapy, I do know that some of our problems, issues, health issues, etc., oftentimes are about building strength. Oftentimes are about getting our muscles working in the right way, mm-hmm. and so forth. So when I heard those three things, I was like, oh my gosh. And I was also saying, you know, eventually at least one of these things happens to all of us. So physical therapy and these issues, is it something that averts surgery, something that can take the place of medication? How does it all work together in terms of...
Such great questions. First of all, let me tell you that one in three women could probably, well, statistically, can benefit from this service in pelvic care. There is such a need out there, and it's a very underserviced population. One of the reasons why is because there's not a lot of physical therapists that specialize in this area. The other reason why is that not too many people know that this exists.
And I didn't.
The third reason why is because I think we get used to our problems and we think it's normal, or that's what aging is about, or that's what should happen after I have a baby or I'm going through menopause. And actually, yeah, the likelihood might go up in all of those circumstances for having these kinds of issues, but it's not normal, and it's always changeable.
And not inevitable.
It's not inevitable. We can all be continent.
That's a good thing.
So, yeah, I love your question about, yes, it's absolutely a possible way of averting surgery. Surgery should never be your first thought. And neither should medication, although both of them might absolutely be part of this or instead of this. I mean, that is a possibility. But why not go see the physical therapist first? And why not take the most conservative, you know, direction and see, what can I do? What can I change? Maybe I have been doing something that created this problem and I can undo it. And I don't necessarily have to go under anesthesia for it.
Well, that's really interesting also, because for mental health matters, I do know, and of course at Huntington Helpline, we have a division of seniors and persons with disabilities. And incontinence is oftentimes a prevalent issue. And I know that people get very depressed about this and very, let's say, social shy. In other words, they don't want to go out. They're afraid to go out because they don't know when it's going to hit them. And then, you know, there's some very real realities in terms of wearing, you know, Depends, things of that nature, tools like that, to get us through the day. And people are embarrassed and so forth. And it could, and again, to talk about the overall reason for this program in terms of mental health, really affect us and bring us down mentally.
Yeah, absolutely. There's such a connection between these issues, which seem embarrassing to people, these issues that keep us home or from doing the things that we'd like to be doing, or you will find the person that knows they're going to go out, but they know every single bathroom between here and their destination, and they're scared.
And the fastest route back.
Fastest route back, and all kinds of strategies they come up with, when in fact a lot of these issues, it's not even physical. A lot of it's mind over bladder. A lot of it is just strategies. A lot of it is us doing things because we're anxious that actually make the problem worse.
Oh, I could imagine. We're going to take a short break here and come back with Val after these few messages.
Good morning, Huntington. This is Big C coming to you from HuntingtonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Huntington kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th Annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse and Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
And you're back, and this is sort of a joint Mental Health Matters and Hunterdon Medical Center show today. I'm Susan Lax. I'm standing in for Larry Cartwright, and we're talking with Valerie Turner, who is a physical therapist at the Hunterdon Health and Wellness Center in Clinton. That's on Route 31 North. And the phone number there, in case you get motivated to give a shout out because of what you hear Val talk about today, is 908-735-3930. That's 735-3930. And Val, before the break, we were talking about incontinence. We were talking about the really pelvic hair is what you call it. And you're saying that a lot of people don't know what that means. But yet we all are so oftentimes faced with those symptoms. And you're telling me that regardless of old age, regardless of history necessarily, that we can thwart these issues with a bit of knowledge, perhaps physical therapy, strengthening ourselves. You know, I think it's something that, again, we were talking about in terms of how a person views their lifestyle and suddenly feels I'm dealing with this, and how do I get through the day? How do I enjoy things the way I used to? So what do we do? How can we take control of this?
Well, first of all, you can come in for an examination, come in, schedule your first visit in physical therapy, or actually before you even do that, you can call that number, 735-3930, and ask to talk to me. maybe you're not sure if you have a particular issue that I can really help with. So let's talk about it. And that's free. And find out, maybe you do think physical therapy can help, but you're afraid to come in. So call up and ask to speak with me, and I'll tell you everything to expect and put you at ease and let you know if this is the right thing for you or not, and we can talk about that.
And you had said first, well, an exam, an evaluation, plan of care, figure out what the problem is. Do they start with you or do they start with their physician? Does it matter?
Well, we live in New Jersey. We have direct access as physical therapists, which means that you can come directly to us. Now, some health insurance companies are going to require a referral in order to pay for it. So you do need to call your health insurance company and find out if that's the case. And if that's the case, bring in a referral. But you do not actually need to go to your doctor first. If you are already seeing a urologist or a gynecologist or maybe a colorectal doctor and they're recommending this, wonderful. If I see you first, but I recognize that there are some issues here that are outside my scope, that we really need a team here, it's not all about physical therapy, then I will help you find the right person to go to so we can all work on this together.
Okay, so I'm calling. I think I have a problem. I describe that problem. Let's say it's incontinence. I describe that problem. I'm embarrassed. I'm fearful. What do you say to me over the phone?
Well, I will ask you to describe your symptoms a little bit more because in most cases, there is an issue with the pelvic floor when it comes to incontinence, but not all of the time. Sometimes, let's say in the case of a central nervous system problem, the incontinence is not something that I can do anything about. Well, there may be secondary problems we can work on, but if the incontinence is due to the pelvic floor specifically, I know I can help. And so we're going to talk about that. I need to kind of know the pattern of what's going on. There are many kinds of incontinence. There's stress urinary incontinence, where your pelvic floor is a little weak, and every time you sneeze or cough or laugh or jump on a trampoline, you leak, right? And then there's
now what,
also...
Let's mm-hmm. back up just a second. What is the pelvic floor specifically?
The pelvic floor is a groove of muscles, and it is at the bottom of your pelvis, and it is kind of in the shape of a hammock. You can think of it as a hammock at the bottom of your pelvis. And it has three layers, so it's much more complicated than we would, than we know typically. There's three layers, and the first layer is responsible for good blood circulation and sexual activity. If you go in a step deeper to the second layer, you're going to find the sphincters, which help us control urine and feces and keeping us continent. And then there's a deeper layer, the third layer, which supports the pelvic organs. So we have a bridge of muscles, three layers of muscles that help us stay dry, help us support our organs, help us have pain-free sexual activity. And also, it's part of our core. So core is a word that people throw around a lot.
A lot.
But what is the core? And what most people don't know, I think, is that the one of the four areas of the core, and just as important as the other three, is your pelvic floor. Then you have abdominal muscles in the front, transverse abdominis specifically. You have spinal muscles in the back, called the multifidi. And your breathing diaphragm at the top completes your core. And these four areas need to be coordinated with your breath, with your movement. They need to work together. And this is what's going to help you with your pelvic health and even with your back health. And just to be injury-free in whatever activities you're doing.
Well, I ride horses. That's why I've been to the physical therapist more than more than not necessary, but more than I wanted to go. And we always talk about the pelvic area. We always talk about the core, particularly in dressage. And what's interesting is dressage today is probably your slightly older woman in the majority.
Mm-hmm.
And we have gone to several different types of exercise opportunities, Pilates being one of them. We have Equilates, which is a combination of Pilates that incorporates the movement of the pelvis the way we move on a horse,
mm-hmm.
with Pilates. And so I'm
sounds like fun.
Oh, it is. And I'm fascinated by this because to be able to look at it also from a medical point of view and not just to have the freedom to ride and to have that balance that truly is so dependent upon the core and our pelvic movement when we're riding a horse. I would say nothing else matters riding a horse except for the pelvis. It is the most important area of the body in
order
to be
successful. How much do you think about your breathing while you're riding the horse?
Well, you have to. I mean, it's just like swimming. You know, if you don't get into that pacing, that proper pacing, it throws you all off.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why this is fascinating to me, because I'm almost ready to do a study, Val. I'll take you along with
me. I'm very excited about this.
If our dressage riders we should have stronger pelvises. What's the plural of that? Pelvi. See, I knew there was a plural version. Very, very interesting what you're saying. I'm fascinated.
I'm also fascinated. I'd like to learn more about horse riding. I mean, so this is what would happen. You would come in to see me, and mm-hmm. then I would have to embark on a whole new study on, you know, riding horses and how that relates. I mean, you'd never stop learning in this field, and we are always looking for the latest research. We want to do the, you know, best evidence-based therapy for every patient. It's going to be completely individualized. There's no cookie-cutter physical therapy happening at Hunterdon Medical Center. And that's not just in women's health. That's how we operate.
I love that you are focused on women. The other part of this, just to throw it in, mm-hmm. and then I want to hear more, is that the equestrians are very prone to breaking their pelvis. And so...
Is that from falling off the horse?
Yes, unfortunately. No matter how we practice our core and our breathing and so forth, I almost got thrown yesterday, as a matter of fact, twice. But so again, that throws a whole other wrench into it, yeah. In terms of all these issues affecting your pelvis.
Sure. Because if you have an old fracture site and you have some pelvic floor muscles attached to that site, and maybe you have some scar tissue there, maybe you end up, because of the pain after a pelvic fracture, tightening up your pelvic floor. You don't know you're doing it. It's completely subconscious. You don't know you're doing
Absolutely.
It as much as people don't know they're shrugging their shoulders and tensing their traps all day long. So it's this subconscious thing where we're just tightening up, building tension, and then you have a muscle that doesn't work, because every muscle needs the same thing, full range of motion, needs to be able to shorten all the way and lengthen all the way. But if you're holding tension and guarding down there because you've had a painful experience, you haven't completely healed, or you have but not maybe in the best way, well, there's a cascade of events. You know, one thing can lead to another. So,
and if you're talking about the three layers, as you did, which I had no clue, and certainly I would equate the pelvis with sexual activity, but if you look at those three levels, three different things could be happening to you at the same time.
It's so interconnected. You can start with one problem and end up with constipation. You can start with a pelvic fracture and end up with a retention, urinary retention. I mean, there's a lot of interplay there between the organs that are literally held in the pelvis and the muscles that stabilize the pelvis. Symptoms in the pelvic floor can trigger symptoms in the organs, and vice versa. You can have a painful bladder syndrome that radiates symptoms to the pelvic floor muscles. So we're going to address what we can, which is the pelvic floor muscles.
Okay, so we're going to take a break, come back, and find out how we do that. And also, keep this in mind as well, Val. I'd like to see, you know, where all this plays out, because again, if we don't just have one issue when we have a problem here, as you seem to be pointing out. But I also want to know, in terms of women's health, what makes that pelvis different? So, besides childbearing and the width and all those things we really don't want to talk about. But we're going to take a short break and come right back.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. Senator John McCain is critical of how the Obama administration communicates with Russia. The Arizona Republican spoke to Fox News ahead of President Obama's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the UN.
I'm not against the president speaking with Putin, but when the Secretary of State calls the foreign minister of Russia three times to try to find out what Russia is doing, what is that?
McCain said that during the days of President Reagan, one phone call would have been made to Moscow and the Soviets would have been told to stop what they're doing or face a heavy price for it. In an earlier statement, McCain called the meeting misguided and unnecessary. Most Americans oppose the idea of shutting down the government. There's a push among some lawmakers in Congress to withdraw funding for Planned Parenthood, which could lead to a budget showdown that could lead to a government shutdown. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You sell cake?
It's just a saying.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online and not combined. One site only on white mat, no cash or credit back on prior purchases, tax and shipping extra.
This week on Geico's Stuff Found in Your Car, we look inside your rear door pocket.
Oh, hey. Yeah, me, the almond. Possibly one of the healthiest snacks, just rolling around in the crumbs of inferior foods. You were too busy to save me, but are you too busy to switch your car insurance to Geico where you could save hundreds of dollars in just 15 minutes? Probably not. Saving money with Geico is awesome. Almonds, on the other hand, are just a superfood. No big deal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
And we're back to Huntington Medical Center and a little bit of NAMI thrown in. And Val Turner of the Huntington Health and Wellness Center. I'm Susan Lax filling in today. And we are having a fascinating conversation about pelvi.
I like that. Just never hear about pelvi anymore.
There you go. See? And truly, the issues that befall us with our pelvis, specifically related to women, needless to say, for those of you who are used to hearing me on the air, always throw in the equestrian terms and the similarities, but we're now at the point, Val, where, okay, we've identified a problem. Now what happens? Why are we coming in? What are the exercises? What are you getting us to do? How often, etc.? How can we fix these problems?
All right. Can I go back to the question you asked right before the commercial, which was about the difference between men and women and
yes,
the pelvis?
Because, absolutely.
Yeah, I wanted to jump on that. So I have two different answers for you. I could throw either one out.
Oh, okay.
So A is, they are different, right? Mm-hmm. Women do have wider pelvises, as you mentioned. And we do go through, some of us, pregnancy, which makes the ligaments laxer, which means the pelvis can become more unstable. We also, as we get older and we go through menopause, we lose estrogen. And estrogen is very responsible for keeping the amount of collagen we have in our pelvis, throughout the body, keeping up the quantity of collagen fibers we have. And the things that keep us that lend us stability. So all these things do deteriorate a little bit as we get older, and we try to offset them with what you've been mentioning many times in this talk, by strengthening, right? Mm-hmm. We compensate with muscular strengthening for those issues. However, my answer B is they're not that different, because even though this is called women's health, we treat men as well. Men can have incontinence. Men do not typically have prolapse, but they definitely have some. They can get interstitial cystitis, just like women can, less frequently. But they can get a lot of the same painful syndromes. And so
that is separate from their, you know, when we hear of a man being incontinent, it's his prostate. It's
well, it
his
could be prostatitis, mm-hmm. which will also cause pain. It could be an enlarged prostate and pressure on the bladder. But nothing just stays one problem. So that may lend itself to like some bad bathroom strategies. And then all of a sudden it turns into more of an urgency incontinence issue than it was to begin with. So there are things that we can do to help. And the other thing I want to bring up is that most people think that incontinence is a problem for the elderly, but I think everyone, even at our department in Clinton, is surprised to see how many young women are coming to see me, how many athletes are coming to see me. So this is an issue across the ages. I mean, it's even an issue for children. So,
and is that because of our habits? You know, I remember my grandma. And, you know, sometimes you sort of ignore your grandma. What does she know? And yet she knew everything. But
there might be one thing she didn't know.
Okay.
What did your grandmother tell you?
Well, she would constantly say, you know how kids are involved in an activity or whatever? They will not get up and go to the bathroom. And she would always say, you cannot hold it in. You have to go. There was a variety of different reasons why, keeping the poison in, you know, so forth and so on. But also, she claimed that we would stretch out by holding it in. We would do something. I don't remember exactly what she said, but it truly was a physiological warning, if you will, that if we didn't listen to our bodies and go when we have to go, that we were putting stress on the body that could lead to problems.
Right. So,
see, I would look at that the other way, saying, aren't I strengthening my muscles by not going?
It can go so many ways.
I can't believe we're having this incredibly fascinating conversation.
The truth is, after we're potty trained, nobody talks about this anymore, you know?
My grandma did.
But your grandma did. Well, a lot of moms do, too. Mm-hmm. Moms have a lot of... did your mom tell you... did she always make you go to the bathroom before you left the house?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That can be a problem.
Really?
Did your mom tell you never to sit on a public toilet?
Well, okay.
I'm getting too personal.
Get down and dirty. I was allowed to use the facilities wherever I had to go, but my goodness, that commode was covered before I sat down.
Yeah, that's a problem. Well,
that's a problem too.
So let's see. Okay.
Oh, I can't
There's
wait.
There's so
to
many
hear.
Directions I could go in, but let me try to just pick out a few of these.
Okay.
So, all right. Bladder training 101. Let's talk about urge. There are three levels of urge, let's say, to really simplify it. You might have, when you go to the bathroom, you are experiencing beforehand either urge level one, I don't really have to go, but the bathroom is there, and I'm about to go in the car for a 30-minute drive, let me go. And that's also, by the way, your mom saying, making everyone go to the bathroom before you leave the house.
Absolutely.
Whether or not you have to go or not.
Try.
Urge level two is very surely you have to go to the bathroom and you know it. And level three is you waited too long and your grandmother told you so, and you might have an accident on the way to the bathroom and you will probably knock someone out of your way to get there in time.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we want to go at urge level two.
Okay.
That's the rule of thumb. If you go at urge level one, we call that just in case, and we call that jicking in the biz. You don't want to do that because let's say you just went 20 minutes ago and you have about 2 ounces of urine in your bladder. And now you think you have a 30-minute drive, so you should go to the bathroom. If you go now, you're training your bladder to want to go every 2 ounces. So you're actually more likely to get into trouble on that car ride. It's not that you emptied everything out and you bought yourself all this time. No, you're training the bladder to want to go every 2 ounces or whatever it is. So rule number one, go at urge level two.
But, and I have 4 children of my own who I've asked to empty their bladder before we went into the car for a long distance. Doesn't urge number one or stage number one quickly move into stage three we are sitting in that car, also with the movement and so forth?
You're right, and it depends on how long is that car ride going to be, and kids do have smaller bladders, and they don't last as long as we do, so it's not black and white. But it is good information, I think, for everyone in general. Like, are you jicking all the time, and are you training your bladder to want to go all the time? And that's the birth of the urgency incontinence problem or the frequency incontinence problem, and now you're getting up all through the night too. And so we want to establish a good pattern. And the other thing is, and this is kind of on a different topic, but if you don't sit to urinate, you will not relax your pelvic floor muscles. So you are training them. If you're squatting over a seat, you're training those muscles to remain with some tension while you're urinating, and it sets up a dysfunction. They need to learn, the pelvic floor needs to be able to completely relax when you're going to the bathroom.
Interesting. Very interesting, because, and this is totally off topic, I hope you don't mind, and we should take a break, but I'm a Shark Tank fan. And I don't know if you've heard, I'm trying to think what it is, the something potty. Where
the squatty potty.
So is that true?
Okay, that's great. I love all the things that are coming up.
You never expected this, Val, when you showed up here today.
Squatty potty is more about bowel movement, so we're switching gears here. But here's why that works. But you don't actually have to get a squatty potty. But there is an angle between the anus and the rectum, and it's the anal-rectal angle. And I'm not sure exactly what it is, but let's pretend it's 90 degrees right now. When you sit to go to the bathroom, if you get your knees up higher than your hips, which you would on a squatty potty, then you straighten out that angle. I don't know. I mean, this is kind of a visual thing, so I don't know if it's coming across over the radio. But if you straighten out that angle, you have a straight shot. You're going to have, and if you have a history of constipation, if that's something you're worried about, it's much easier to have a bowel movement if you straighten that angle out. And so that's why we squat, but not, like I said before, not hovering over a seat, sitting down on the seat with your knees high, like the little toddlers do when they run around the back of the chair and squat down to go to the bathroom before they're potty trained. Okay. It's natural.
And even for urination, it's natural, because we know back in the millions of years ago, we were squatting for either one.
That will be a little messier, though.
But don't tell your kids to sort of stand at that 45-degree angle.
In a public bathroom. If you want to get one of those covers and put it on top, or grab some toilet paper and clean it up, or
cover it, whatever
you feel. You're actually incredibly unlikely to catch anything in a public bathroom, believe it or not. But the ick factor is there. So you need a couple extra seconds to clean it up and make yourself comfortable with it.
We're going to take a quick break. and come back to talk to Val. Again, she's at the Hunterdon Health and Wellness Center in Clinton. The number there is 908-735-3930, 735-3930. She is the physical therapist who does focus on pelvic issues and women, and she is there Tuesdays and Thursdays 9 to 3. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll be right back and hear some more about, now that we understand all this, what are we going to do with Val when we go and visit her?
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
And you are back, and we are talking about women's issues here on the Hunterdon Medical Center, segued from Mental Health Matters. I'm Susan Lax. I'm sitting in for Larry Cartwright this afternoon, and I'm speaking with Valerie Turner, who is a physical therapist focusing on women's health issues, very particularly the pelvis, and she is a physical therapist at the Hunterdon Health and Wellness Center in Clinton. If you're just tuning in, the number there is 908-735-3930. And we have gone through, I think, all the issues that affect our pelvis. We've gotten a really good understanding, I think, Val, of, well, certainly things that I didn't know before, the three layers of the pelvic floor, what's happening at any given time for some of these issues like incontinence that we were talking about, prolapse, and pelvic pain. So now we've spoken to you over the phone. Now the next step is we visit you and you come up with that plan. And what might that plan mean?
Yeah, so some of it, if you've been to physical therapy, will look like a lot of other kinds of physical therapy. We are going to do exercises. We're going to do some breath work. We're going to do some postural training. We're going to do a lot of maybe massage, maybe stretching. We do some biofeedback.
Hmm.
We have some biofeedback EMG equipment at the Clinton Health and Wellness Center, so you can see on the screen a little bit, get a better idea of how much tension you might be holding.
Now that would be useful.
In your pelvic floor, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we get a little more specific, treating the actual pelvic floor. And this work is, it's kind of like when you go to the gynecologist, and it's nothing at all like when you go to the gynecologist. So it is internal work, because these muscles, as I said in the beginning, I think are all internal, and we need to get to them, and we need to figure out, okay, which muscle maybe has a trigger point, which muscle has shut down and doesn't operate anymore. Are you stronger on the right or on the left? Is there some scar tissue here? Did you have an episiotomy? Or maybe you had some other pelvic surgeries in the past that left some scar tissue, some adhesions. And so the job is to restore the health to all of these soft tissues inside the pelvic area. So the work is a little on the intimate side, but it is... It's orthopedics. It's just the location of the muscles is in a personal area. Now, that might sound terrifying to some people, and it might keep them, you might make them think, I'm not going. I'm not up for that. But that's just not what happens when they do come. I mean, mm-hmm. my experience of this work has been that people are actually more embarrassed about maybe what problems they've been having, or more stressed or depressed about a pain that they've had for the last 6 years, that they want help. And once we start working on it, everything's okay. You know, it's a very comfortable setting, and it becomes okay.
How soon do they see results? Because I know that, you know, with acupuncture, at least there's a release of tension. It may not fix the problem yet, but, you know, will they at least feel that release of tension? Having had physical therapy for, like I said, for many, many reasons, I was in a body cast because of a horse. I had a terrible back injury on the ground training a horse, and I probably was in physical therapy longer, maybe not longer for that, but longer than I ever thought I would have to be. But I did feel that in the short term, I could just, I even just that relaxation that I otherwise could not bring to myself mm-hmm. was so worth it. Mm-hmm. And also made me feel like I had to stick to it, because if I felt that relief, then, oh my gosh, what? How wonderful would I feel if I stuck with the program in the long term?
Mm-hmm. So, of course, the answer is it depends. Like, if it's more of a straightforward stress, urinary incontinence issue, then on average, you're going to come for six visits. Maybe.
Really?
Now, if
that
it's...
sounds short to me.
That on average, now you're going to come once a week for a one-hour session.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, this is a team effort. So I do what I can when you come to see me. And then 6 days a week, you do your home exercise program. And then when you come back, you're different, and we progress and we keep moving forward. So it varies. But on average, for a very straightforward incontinence problem, let's say 6 to 8 weeks. Pain problems take longer. And of course, you can imagine if we nip something in the bud, you know, right at the beginning, it's not going to take that long. Mm-hmm. But if you've had this pain for 10 years, then we're going to have a relationship. We're going to be more, you're going to be coming for a while. And I'm not going to, you know, sit here and say we're going to completely abolish that pain 100%. Chronic pain is complex. It takes more than just a physical therapist. It takes a team. It might take therapy. We can't get into this right now, but a lot of the pain that happens in the pelvic floor is there because there was an emotional trauma in the past. So it's
really
not just physical. It's emotional. It's psychological. It's about the whole person. It's not about the pelvic floor, and it's not about learning Kegels or learning to relax. It's a big deal.
I would imagine, too, that certain things exacerbate. So before you identify that you have a pelvic issue, we don't stand up straight. We don't sit in a chair properly.
Right.
And I'm thinking of all the baggage that we bring to you in addition to now we have an issue. And that issue could have been brought upon ourselves for a different, totally different
right.
reason. But if our body's not in shape because we're used to slumping, if our body's not in shape because we don't throw our shoulders back, another thing my grandma always used to say.
Your grandma was really awesome.
Great. Oh, my gosh. We've got this other baggage, too.
Right.
How does that affect what's actually happening with the pelvis for a totally different reason?
The psychological baggage?
My body has never been fit, and now because of other things, I now have a pelvic issue on top of it, but I've never sat properly. I've never, we talk about the core. The core has never been,
That's why this work doesn't begin and end, you know, at at the bottom of the pelvis. We're going to treat the whole person. We're going to work on posture. If you're slouching, I know that that shortens your pelvic floor, so we're going to correct that. If you're a chest breather, I know that that creates a downward pressure on your organs, which is a setup for prolapse, so we're going to correct that. So we're going to, you know, I play detective, and we go all around the body, and I listen to my patient's stories, and we just address things, and we, in the end, it's the old metaphor, how do you eat an elephant? One step at a time. One bite at a time. Totally screwed that up. But yeah, we take one step at a time.
Well, I'm so happy that you are here. I've learned so much, and I thank you for coming on. And the first step in eating that elephant is to call Val at the Hunterdon Health and Wellness Center in Clinton. That's at 1738 Route 31 North in Clinton.